We're here on KSOM, and we're getting ready for a big sub-state final matchup here tonight as Bishop Heelan Catholic battles the Harlan Cyclones. Heath Stein, head coach for Harlan Baseball, with us now. And, Coach, how do you feel about your baseball team coming into this matchup against the Crusaders?
Yeah, we're in the game that we want to be in. You know, you set your goals at the start of the year, and goals to make state tournament. So we've done everything so far to get to that goal, and we'll go there tomorrow night and see what happens.
You've seen the tough competition. You've seen some really good baseball teams throughout the year, conference play, and you've beaten some good teams. You've lost to some good teams. How does Heelan stack up against some of the teams you faced?
Yeah, Heelan's going to be as talented as we see all year on the mound. Just a delightful athlete. So we know it's going to be a battle. We know we're going to have to play a really good game to beat them. And we look forward to the test.
I certainly don't know who they're going to throw. It could be a number of different guys. Hunter Wanab seems to be one candidate. Nathan Gass went through the other night, so he's kind of out of the mix. They got Ethan Erickson. How do you feel about their pitching and what you might face?
Yeah, they got – so the Wahab kid, Erickson kid, we faced earlier this year. Mid-80s guy, and then they've got Caleb Lefebvre, too, who's an Iowa commit on the mound. Hasn't thrown for a couple weeks, but we're kind of bank on seeing him at whether he starts or at some point in the game as well. So we know that he's going to be a quality arm with pretty good velo, and they're going to attack you. So whoever they throw, we'll try to be prepared and be scrappy in the box and like I said, see what we can do.
Yeah. Anand, what about you? You got options to pitch. Have you settled on your starter yet?
Oh, yeah, Jonas Reynolds is going to start. We've got X, Sisson, Colton Schneider, Joseph Gross, all those guys available as well. So hopefully we can get a quality start out of Jonas. But, you know, we'll have all those guys hands on deck and kind of see how the game goes.
And what is it about Heelan's lineup? It seems like their strength might be their pitching staff. You know, not that their hitting is terrible. I mean, they've got some good hitters, but what is Jonas going to have to focus in on when he's facing those Crusaders?
Yeah, the Wahab kid leads off. He's got 40-plus bags. So the big key is keeping him off base in front of Lefebvre and Erickson. They're two guys that like to do damage. So that's the key. If we can do that in the first inning, get a zero on the board, that'd be huge. And then the bottom of the order, we just got to go out, and we can't hand them free bases. You can't walk, make errors, do all that stuff that allows them to get on bases and create some havoc. So just attack, play our game, play a clean game, and we should be right there.
Yeah. In terms of your lineup, it looks like Brett Hazy's been moved towards the top of the lineup. What has he done to kind of show you something here late in the season?
Yeah, we like the way he gets on base. He's swinging a hotter bat than he had in the beginning. Kind of looks like Brett of last year a little bit. So that's nice. Like I said, finds ways to get on base in front of Colton and Soma and Nelson and all the other guys, Reynolds. So that's kind of why we moved him to the leadoff spot, and he's done a nice job since he's been up there.
How much confidence do you feel like this offense is coming off, the first two playoff games?
I would say, I mean, yes, he's survived in advance, all that stuff, but we definitely weren't as good as we've been through some of the year offensively in those two games. But we found ways to win, so hopefully guys are just full of confidence. We're ready to compete and go at them.
What is it mean to be, you know, like an underdog in this one? I mean, Heelan's the number one seed, and obviously they would love a chance to win a state tournament on the pretty much their home field with Lewis and Clark Park hosting this year. And you got to go and try and knock that off. How do you see your club ready to answer that challenge?
Yeah, we just got to treat it like another game. Basically, we're going to try to stay in our routines. Our same pregame, same everything. And like I said, just go up there and compete and see what happens. It does line up pretty good that they're in the game and they'll get to play at home if they win. And Coach Osborne's retiring after this year, so there's a lot of stuff going on, and we'd love to go up there and wreck those dreams, honestly. So we're going to try to do so.
And at the same time, I mean, you have an experienced club. I mean, not full of seniors, but guys that have been there. You went to state, the last couple of years, and this team is not unfamiliar with winning themselves. I mean, how do you feel just about the mentality of your guys going into a big game situation like this?
Yep, they've been there the past couple of years, three, four, five of them. So they should know how to handle themselves. And we kind of talk about, you know, if we get down early, don't give up. And if we get up early, don't coast. So you just need to play seven innings of good baseball. And, you know, like I said, if we minimize mistakes, minimize free bases, we should be right there in the ballgame.
Well, it should be a great test here tonight, Coach. Really appreciate your time and best of luck against Helan. Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you, Chris.
He's Steinhead Coach for Harlan Baseball, joining us here on KSOM.